B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a Fort Myers, Florida woman who pulled a footlong alligator out of her pants during a traffic stop.
What?
Had more than 40 turtles in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles backpack, pleaded no contest to multiple charges Wednesday. Ariel Michelle Marchand-Lecure was a passenger in a pickup pulled over for failure to stop at a stop sign. The driver of the Silverado told deputies that he and Lecure had been trying to collect frogs and snakes from a nearby underpass. They were going to a critter race.
There you go.
But when deputies searched the truck, they found 42 striped mud turtles and a soft-shelled turtle in the cartoon character backpack that she had. She pulled the alligator out of her pants.
Out of her pants.
When deputies asked if there was anything else in the truck.
Thank you.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission was called, and they took over the investigation. But she has pleaded no contest to the charges.
Your vagina just ate a duck.
This is pretty amazing. A 30-year-old woman is recovering after falling more than 5,000 feet from an airplane.
What?
5,000 feet.
She survived.
Did she land in water?
Nope. The woman whose name was not released was skydiving Saturday near Quebec when her main and backup parachutes failed to open. Wow.
She was over a Sleep Number factory.
No, she plummeted into a wooded area, and she is in the hospital with several fractures, including broken vertebrae. Sometimes it happens.
It has happened, yes.
They land in such a way that it does not...
Standing up.
It doesn't cause internal, catastrophic injuries, and they're hurt really, really, really bad, but it doesn't kill them.
There was a similar case where it was just, there had been a lot of rain. It was a very muddy field, and listen, it's not wonderful, but the guy survived.
Yeah. When I did my little hiking adventure in Utah and Arizona, our hiking guide survived the 90-foot fall, which, would normally kill people.
Yeah.
But, it was weird to say that instead of falling straight 90 feet, that would have killed him, no doubt.
Yeah.
He fell a series of 30 feet, right? So he fell, hit a cliff.
Right.
Kind of slowed him down.
Luckily for
bit.
Me, I fell 30 feet three times.
Right.
But, dude, he had to climb out and then, hike back and then go to the hospital. But
I wonder at what point your body hits terminal velocity, because it wouldn't matter. Let's say it's 100 feet or whatever.
Yeah.
100 feet wouldn't be a difference between 1,000 feet, but at some point you can only go so fast, but I don't know what the answer to that is. Anyhow, a guy named Dennis Demers, who saw the incident play out, said that the solo skydiver was falling faster than anybody else. He said, "I don't know how a person can survive a fall from an airplane like that." Another person who was on board, who was about to board another plane for her own jump when she saw the accident, said she watched all the way to the end. We kept hoping that something would happen. We were very, very worried, very.
Miraculously, her retainer stayed on.
Police said the woman had experience skydiving. An investigation is underway to determine whether it is a case of criminal negligence. Skydiving injuries are rare, by the way. There are approximately one injury out of every 1,536 skydives in 2018, just 0.07% of all jumps.
After about 12 seconds of free fall, you hit the terminal velocity.
12 seconds. Yeah.
A Texas teenager was critically injured over the weekend when he was sucked into a water park drain.
Oh!
Yeah, it happens.
It's your fear, Casey, isn't it?
No.
Getting sucked into a drain?
It was always one of mine.
Okay.
When I was a kid, yeah.
Yours is having an alligator in your pants.
It happened Saturday at the Funtown Water Park in Crystal Beach.
Isn't this sounds fun.
Yeah.
We're going to suck into a water discharge.
So the police officer said that it may have been on a dare. He has said the kid is large, a 14-year-old. He's like 5'11". He picked the grate up, and when he did that, he slipped into the intake. Wow. A park employee quickly shut off the pipes, and the teen was able to escape, but he suffered major internal injuries and was rushed to the hospital. The teen's father is reportedly a volunteer firefighter, and a fundraiser has been planned. Officials are investigating how the teen was able to move the grate in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know how strong those things are, but Kath, you went to the swim clubs as a kid. We used to do that all the time.
Lift the grate up?
Yeah. Yeah. I would try and take all the grates off of the drains without getting caught by the lifeguards.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we were pretty strict. They made sure that nobody did that. You weren't allowed to do that where I worked. Yeah.
All right, a 51-year-old Thai woman was recently sent to the hospital complaining of vaginal pain because she had a cucumber stuck in her lady parts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear God.
Wow, that's awesome, man. Someone's starting up a salad.
She told the hospital she fell on the cucumber.
Yeah, sure.
It slipped.
And she said,
and what's this mag light doing in your butt?
She fell down in her house, and a cucumber just happened to be on the spot that she fell, and it simply slipped.
Dude, sure. That's got to be a 1 in 100 shot.
She said it was just an accident. The story was reported on Thai TV by two perfectly straight-faced reporters.
Yeah.
They reported that the hospital staff didn't believe her story, but helped rescue the cucumber and relieve the woman of her apparent unplanned discomfort.
They rescued the cucumber.
They rescued the cucumber.
That's good.
And the 7 avocados in her rectum.
They said that there were no current reports about what happened to the cucumber.
It was probably euthanized.
You're going to have to put it down.
But she's going to be...
It doesn't want to live.
And then let's end with it. This is silly. The state... Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission in Raleigh, North Carolina, denied the appeal of a Utah-based brewery to sell its Polygamy Porter.
Polygamy Porter?
Yeah.
It's a clever name.
And it's just a beer.
Yeah.
So the ABC, the Alcoholic Beverage Commission, initially denied the permit for Wasatch Brewery in May, stating flatly, polygamy is illegal, therefore these products will not be approved.
Come on.
Wasatch appealed the decision, but the commission rejected the appeal, citing state administrative code that prohibits certain statements on labels or in ads for alcoholic beverages. One such prohibition deals with depictions that are, quote, undignified, immodest, or in bad taste. Polygamy Porter's label depicts a scantily clad bearded man with three equally scantily clad women. And I love the statement on the website promotion says, why have just one? It goes great with that.
But you know the classic St. Pauli girl, right? That image is pretty suggestive.
Well, so anyhow, they're not allowing it.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A huntswoman.
Huntswoman.
Yeah, this is like fox hunting.
Yes.
Filmed whipping a saboteur. Was crushed to death when her horse fell on top of her at a drag hunt. I'm not sure what a drag hunt
That's
is.
That's where you hunt cross-dressers.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know what a drag hunt is. It's a really fast hunt.
So Jane Miller made headlines for thrashing the animal rights activist up to 17 times with her riding crop.
Wow.
And calling protesters uneducated peasants in 2017.
Mm.
Just weeks before her death, she was told to face a private prosecution for assault. Ms. Miller, who was also known as Jane Goring, I guess that was her married name, I don't know, was on another drag hunt when her horse became tangled in barbed wire and became distressed. The coroner was told that she attempted to calm her animal. It reared and fell backwards and crushed her to death. Wow. What's drag hunting, Nick?
It's basically hunting on a horse, and they use an artificially laid scent of whatever it is you're hunting, but often done for fox.
Oh, okay. Fox hunts, yeah. Artificial scent, and so... Anyhow,
it's like gifting.
I did see the video of her hitting this animal rights activist. And in her defense, though, the guy was grabbing the horse's reins and she was on the horse.
That could be very.
You can't do that. So anyhow, she was trying to calm the animal. It crushed her to death. The court heard that during the hunting season from September to April, she would go on 2 to 3 drag hunts a week. She usually went by herself with her horse and a horse box. It's a horse box.
If you get it once a month, they select a horse to mail to you. Yeah, with some cashews and raisins on her.
Oh, it's like Loot Crate.
It's like
Loot Crate. A woman was hiking on a remote section of the Appalachian Trail in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park when a bear dashed across the trail and knocked her over and then continued on.
Sorry.
Yes. He was out for his jog.
Yeah.
The unidentified woman was wearing headphones at the time. She had no advance warning of the approaching bear. The park's wildlife biologist and park rangers spoke with the woman on Monday after receiving a radio report about a bear attack. The woman had fallen 20 minutes behind the people she was hiking with, and an encounter happened very quickly. Fortunately, the bear kept on going. Now, it's not unusual for bears to cross the trails while people are hiking, but it is unusual for a collision to occur. Normally, people
that's so funny.
Hear the bears approach and have time to react before the crossing.
Sorry, I was listening to Greta Van Fleet.
But the lesson is clear. Don't wear headphones or earbuds while hiking.
The bear had buds in there.
Yeah.
Okay. I was listening to Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah. What do you think of them sounding like Zeppelin?
Zeppelin,
yeah.
But it's more an homage than a ripoff.
Oh, so you're okay with it?
I'm down with it totally.
It's like a retro fresh.
Retro fresh, yeah.
A 20-year-old woman called police saying that her car had been stolen while running from the police in an attempt to trick them into thinking that she wasn't the one driving her car during the chase. Yeah.
Awesome.
It didn't end well. A deputy sheriff was on patrol on Highway 30, clocked an eastbound vehicle on radar exceeding the speed limit. And when the deputy attempted to perform a traffic stop on the speeder, they sped off and ran a red light before pulling into a parking lot. The driver then exited the parking lot and fled.
And guess what? I'm a police, too.
While the pursuit was in progress, they received a 911 call from Rachel Thornburg stating that her car had just been stolen. She claimed that she had left the keys in the car, and this was the same vehicle that the deputy sheriff was pursuing. Police attempted to stop the car by deploying stop sticks. The pursuit ended, and it was none other than Rachel Thornburg herself that was driving, so she was taken into custody. All right, and then let's see. What else we have? We have time for one more? Okay, one more. Let me see. Which one? Oh, man, I have a couple of fun ones.
Decisions.
How about this one? Yeah, we'll go with this one. A Nashville man was arrested for what started as an alleged shoplifting attempt that had turned into charges for assaulting an officer. Police report that they were at Walmart on another call when in the loss prevention office, they actually observed this guy, John Allen Honaker, on security camera shoving items in his pants. Police and the loss prevention employee detained the man and discovered he had placed two propane bottles in his pants along with a beef brisket.
So someone was ready to barbecue.
The total value of the items found in Honaker's pants is approximately $35.
Now, that should be a new game show. What's in Honaker's pants?
I like it. Police say the company asked to prosecute Honaker for shoplifting, and so they began transporting him to central booking. Well,
isn't that what you celebrate around Christmas?
While on the way, officers report that Honaker tried kicking out the windows of the police vehicle, as well as spitting a number of times inside, and slammed his head against the plastic partition separating the rear and front seats.
Wow.
I used to love on the show Cops when those guys would start slamming their heads into the windows.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. So after the officer called for backup assistance, police say they attempted to place a hobble restraint on Honaker to prevent his attempts at causing damage to the police vehicle.
We're going to hobble Honaker.
That's when Honaker allegedly attempted to kick the officer in the head and midsection. Police say he had a strong odor of alcohol about his person and admitted to the officers he had been drinking and advised the officers to, quote, leave my drunk effing ass alone.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.